Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to welcome you to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage and the Pastor Dolly, a wonderful woman of God. And this is the day, that's right, this 24th day of March in the year of our Lord 2022 that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And this is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. We thank you today in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Say, I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad that Jesus lived in me. And glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. Say that.
Christ, hallelujah to God. It sort of brings back to mind how we have to bring ourselves in
There's no way to go now. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. There's nothing to slide back to. Hallelujah to God. But we just stay there. And we're guarded by the angels of God. Hallelujah to God. And let the Holy Ghost just usher us up into the presence. Hallelujah to God. We're so glad this our power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. That God meets us here. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would move by your spirit and by your power today, O Lord God. We ask that you bless my wife in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Pastor Dottie, O Lord God, and all the saints, O Lord God, and friends, O Lord God, that are gathered together here in this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, on this Thursday morning, O Lord God. God, there are people, O Lord God, that are incarcerated, O Lord God, there are those, O Lord God, that are in hospitals, O Lord God, and some even in hospice, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, a newborn baby being born right now, even as we speak in this hour of power prayer, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come, O Lord God, to give your name the honor, the glory, the praise, we which it deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, we bless your name, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, early rising this morning, O Lord God, able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. We're so thankful to be here, Lord God. What a time to be saved right now, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless our children, our grandchildren, even the great-grand, O Lord God. Some are out on spring breaks, O Lord God, and others on the other part of the country that went back in after spring break, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many are getting up this morning, O Lord God, stirring about going into the work area, Lord God, into the, probably the marketplace, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, but we come this morning to glorify your name, O Lord God, to exalt your name on high, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So I thank you, O Lord God, for the time that has passed this week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, that you move by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, Father. We praise you, O Lord God, for every healing that has been done, O Lord God, every miracle, O Lord God, that you work so great, O Lord God, every soul that you have fulfilled with the Holy Ghost, O Lord God. We thank you for the new converts, O Lord God. Those that confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Lord God. I thank you, O Lord God. I said, you're the God that works miracles so great, O Lord God. There's none like you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, I ask you, O Lord God, that you bless, O Lord God. I said, we go forth in our power of prayer, hallelujah, God. With the circle of friends, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Pray for everybody's pastor, Lord God. There's many people from different walks of life here, Lord God. Many churches are represented here, Lord God. Many souls are represented here, Lord God, here in this hour of power of prayer. So, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for people that need job, O Lord God. Pray for my nephew, call him his name, the way we call him, Jack, his nickname. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you bless and keep, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the prophets, you know, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, all the ministers, the missionaries, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, we pray for Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, the visionary, Lord God, to stand at the helm, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we board, hallelujah, God, ourselves together and join our hearts together, O Lord God, to stand in the gap, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God bless Pastor Galactica, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. All that come to join our hearts together in love, O Lord God, to facilitate, O Lord God, to bring their sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, the fruits of their lip, O Lord God, their time and their talent, their praises, O Lord God. Hear, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to move on in this hour of power of prayer. I'm going to let the wife come in here, and she has the scripture of the week. It's found in the book of Psalms, hallelujah, 39 and 4, hallelujah to God. This way we can get back and we can get into the praise and worship. We had a wonderful time on yesterday, hallelujah to God. The soul just got stirred, hallelujah to God. We thank God for prayer, hallelujah to God, and answering prayer, hallelujah to God. But every day, it's morning by morning, Father, it's new mercy that we see. Hallelujah to God. You know, I had an experience on yesterday, you know, and I learned something that if you don't stay with God, how you're going to see the fullness of a thing. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we wait and see how this is going to work out. You know, you're praying. People are not willing to stand on the prayer. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes when you pray, we stand there and we wait for all the results of God. Hallelujah to God. Come what may. But then I realized that you have to be living something for God. You have to have his word inside of you. You have to have a foundation to stand on. Hallelujah to God. But if you have no foundation to stand on and you're straddling the fence, when it comes time that you put your petition before the Lord, you have to stand. And after the Bible declares that you have done all you could do to stand, stand some more with your feet sharply preparated with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to say this, I'm going to put the wife on. I have a very good friend of mine, Bishop McLeod. Hallelujah to God. He didn't go on to be with the Lord. And one time a situation came up, and he was going to school, and he didn't send his money, he didn't hear nothing. I said, brother, we have to stand on our prayer. We have to stand on the promises of God that will not fail until the bottom falls out from the thing, until, you know, God declared that, you know, that's how you can declare it through concept, but you have to stand waiting on God with everything there, with that hope there, you know. And so he called the people and he got his money back from them and everything. And sure enough, by the time that they refunded the money off of the money order, the thing that we were praying about came through, so he got the free course. I don't know what actually took out that there. But God is faithful to his word. Hallelujah to God. That we know he is. So without further ado, I'm going to give you the evangelist, Horsley. Hallelujah to God. And she's going to expound on the scripture of the week. And we'll be right back here on Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. The circle of friends ready. Hallelujah to God. And the energy and the power, the anointing of God is here. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Praise the Lord, Elder Horsley. And praise the Lord. And good morning to the wonderful saints of the Most High God. We thank God, hallelujah, for being here on another Thursday morning. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Hallelujah. We do honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of our lives. We do honor the great visionary and the wonderful woman of God, Pastor Darlene Bundage. Hallelujah. A powerful preacher, a powerful teacher, a powerful example of what a woman under God should be. Truly, we are so honored. Hallelujah. For this great ministry, and we do honor all of the clergy on the line, praise the Lord, and all the wonderful saints of the Most High God here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Circle of Friends. Praise the Lord. Let us look to our scripture of the week, Psalms 39, verse 4, a beautiful verse of scripture. Praise the Lord. Psalms 39 and verse 4. Praise the Lord. And it reads on this wise, 34 and verse 9. Okay. 39. I'm sorry. This is my mistake. Psalms 39, verse 4. And it reads like this: Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Praise the Lord. In other words, saints, I believe David is saying, and I know we all agree that we all need to understand that this life as we know it, it's passing, and it passes very quickly. I believe the Lord promised us 70 years, and by his grace and strength, we should live even longer. Praise the Lord. But we all must realize, especially in times like these, we know these are the last and evil days, and we know that time here on earth is short. So therefore, we must be diligent and careful, and be careful of how we live. Let us live circumspectively of the vocation as we have been called, as Apostle Paul reminds us in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise the Lord. Let's live wisely. In other words, let us line ourselves up with accordance with the word of God. I love what David said in Psalms 119:11, where he says, thy word, O God, have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Every day when we wake up, we want to make a commitment to the Lord. Pray to the Lord, Lord, help me by the power of your Holy Spirit to live, O God, according to your word, to do those things, Lord, in other words, that are pleasing in your sight. O God, let me not sin in my word. Let me not be sinful in my thought or my deed. Lord, I want to live a life. It should be our prayer every day that pleases you above all else. And I love what Jesus reminds us of in Matthew 5:16. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. One of the most important jobs we have here on earth is to help produce other believers in the faith. We could do that by the words that we speak and also by our lifestyle. People are looking at your lifestyle. You know, Jesus said you will know them by the fruit that they bear. It's important, saints, that we do the work of the Lord, hallelujah, by living a good life, first of all, hallelujah, and then going out and helping make disciples of others, supporting ministries like this ministry that is helping that to help others be saved, that others will come to Christ. Hallelujah. So it's so important that we do our part while we are here on this earthly journey to make the best of our time. Let's look at Ephesians 5:16. Apostle Paul said, let's redeeming the time because the days are evil. In other words, let's make the best use of the time that we have. Hallelujah. I got a couple of course reference scripture for Psalms 39:4. I just want to share a couple of them with you. Psalms 90:12 said, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In other words, that we would line up our lives, Lord, according to your will, according to your word. Hallelujah. For as we follow the Spirit of the living God every day. Ephesians 5:16 says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of our time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ecclesiastes 12 also says, remember also thy Creator in the days of your youth, because before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. So we need to make sure that we recognize that we have a brief life here, and what our desire should be is to live every day to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to bring God the glory. We want to make sure that we honor God in our lives. I like what Colossians 3:23-24 says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, saints, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that the Lord, that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So it's so important that we be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. And that we don't be eye servants, but we want to do everything that we are doing for the glory of God, not for the glory of ourselves. Hallelujah. We gather here on this prayer line not to show off, you know, in a material sense, in a fleshly manner, but to exalt the name of the Lord, to encourage the saints to keep on running this race, laying aside every weight. I like what Apostle Paul says in Hebrews 12:1. Let's lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race looking unto Jesus, saints. Hallelujah. We got to live wisely. Hallelujah. Because we know, hallelujah, Jesus is soon to come. And also, we got to recognize that one day we're going to leave here. We don't know when our day to leave is. Jesus know all these things. Our life is in his hands. He knows all things. Hallelujah. But we need to be prepared at any time. If the Lord called us today, tomorrow, whatever, we've got to be ready. Praise the Lord. So we got to continue, saints of God, to desire to be the church that God is looking for and coming back for without a spot or blemish. Praise the Lord. And I know everyone here at the Circle of Friends, we all desire to live a holy life. And I believe you all are living a holy life. Hallelujah. It's not to say that we are, we dot every I, cross every T every time. But one thing for sure, we are all striving to live holy, to walk in the perfection of Christ Jesus. I like what Apostle Paul reminds us of in Ephesians 6. How do we live wisely? Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, put it on, so that you be able to stand in the evil days. Having done all to stand, stand. So it's all important that we put on that whole armor of God, that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness. Above all, remember to take that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to fight against the tricks of the enemy. Make sure you have that shield of faith quenching the fiery darts of the enemy and making sure that our feet, hallelujah, shod with the preparation of the gospel. Everywhere we go, we ought to let men and women know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We need to tell them that Jesus came not to condemn the world, hallelujah, but by him that the world would be saved. So it's so important that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others, letting them know the great unconditional love of God. The scriptures gives us to know in Romans, the 5th chapter, it says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, what a love, saints. Jesus loved us. Hallelujah. He looked beyond our fault and saw our needs. Saints of God, we got to fulfill the commandment of God if we truly love and if we want to redeem the time. While we on this earth, fulfill the love commandment. Hallelujah. To love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. And the second one is like that. To love your neighbor as yourself. It's so important, saints, that while we are here on this earth, that we live the life that would be pleasing unto the Lord. I like what Galatians 6 and 10 says. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially for those of the household of faith. That's why I love this ministry, because we are praying for various saints as they go through, as we go through individually, as well as collectively. We put in our prayer requests, and we know that we serve a prayer-answering God. Hallelujah. So we're going to come together and edify one another, encourage each other, love each other, forgive each other. Live a life, saints, that's pleasing, hallelujah, above all else. So in my conclusion, I just want to say, saints of God, keep on living holy. Keep on doing the things that you know please God. So therefore, we're not going to stop consecrating. We will not stop fasting. We will keep on fasting. We will keep on praying. We're going to keep on worshiping and praising the Lord. We're going to continue, hallelujah, to give of our time and our talent and our treasures unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And in my conclusion, Revelation 22 and 12, Jesus says, behold, I come quickly, and I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. And saints of God, don't let anything or anyone your crown. Hallelujah. In other words, don't let anyone steal your reward. That is yours. As you remain faithful to this ministry and other ministries, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is watching. God is listening. Hallelujah. He knows, hallelujah, all of our hearts cry. And you know our heart's desire. So let's continue to live a pure life before the Lord. Jesus says, only the pure in heart saints shall see the Lord. So we are going to continue to repent, hallelujah, when we find ourselves doing going off track. Jesus said that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. 1 John 1:9 says that, you know, God is faithful and just to forgive us, hallelujah, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness as we confess our faults before him, hallelujah. And remember, God loves those of us who have a broken spirit. He said, if you have a broken spirit and a contrite heart, he said, I will never despise. So saints of God, it's important that we remain humble and truthful before the Lord. Jesus says, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So we can come to God with our shortcomings. We can let him know, Lord, I messed up, Lord. And I know you know it, but God, I ask you to forgive me and give me more of your Holy Ghost power, Lord, so that I can stand, Lord God, my test, Lord. I can pass, hallelujah, the tests and the trials of life. Lord, I want to remain holy before you. Hallelujah. And God knows all of our heart's desire. And I know everyone on this prayer line is not here for any form or fashion, but we are serious, hallelujah, knowing that the time is growing short. But we want to make it in. We want him to say, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. We are living, y'all, to live again. God bless y'all. And remember to redeem the time, you all, for the days are evil. Love you. Take care. Okay, Elder.
Elder.
Yes. Yes, yes. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. We want to continue on.
Yes, yes.
In this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We want to call on Pastor Dolly. She has put everyone put at the top of the prayer list so that way, as we go forth in prayer and praise, that we can carry with us. Then we're going to come back. We're going to get a couple of people to pray today and praise the Lord. I enjoyed it so much on yesterday. So without further ado, we're going to ask you to Pastor Dolly and have something that. At the top of this hour here. Amen. That's
yes,
Molly.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your wonderful words of encouragement, our sister Evangelist Wonderland. We appreciate that. It's just a blessing each time you bring the word, and you and your husband, y'all do a fabulous job working together. So this morning, I do want to thank everybody for the prayers that went up for my sister and her husband. They were selling a home out in California, and they closed on the home yesterday. So we give God the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God the glory for what he has done.
Yes.
It's marvelous in our eyes. So I appreciate the prayers of the righteous much. In fact, let's just give God some praise for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. She's a piano player, and she wants to, well, she teaches people too. So she wants to have more clients and also to get a part-time job so that she can work away from the office. So just pray for a job for Geraldine, and that God will give her favor concerning the Amen. Job situation. Amen?
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
That's it for now. Thank you.
Amen, amen. But we want to get the thank you. That's wonderful that they sold the house. I know that they're glad that God answered the prayers. Hallelujah to God. And the others that want to buy a house, and God just worked miracles. We thank God for it. What we want to do is we want to get your name, your prayer request, and then we have time to get a couple more people to pray. Then we go out with praise in the Lord today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The lines open at this time. If you have a short testimony, hallelujah, and give your name, please, and your prayer request at this time. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you. Good morning, saints. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just want, everyone to, touch and agree with me. My daughter's father's house, when he died and stuff, so they were having problems. She was having problems with trying to keep it and stuff because of monetary-wise. So I asking God to, bless your finances and bless everything to go through because we're trying to get it straightened out and make the house like it's supposed to be. So just praying for that and prayer for, our family and my strength and in alignment with God's word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I have a prayer request. I would like to put Linda, she worked at Wellstar. She asked if me to lift her up on the prayer request, so God knows everything, so let's pray for Linda. And also, I have a praise report. I want to praise God for I received a move-in date. I will be moving from St. Joseph Place apartment to Jewish Tower. I move in on the 22nd, and I've been waiting on my name to come up to the top of the list for a vacancy. So I praise God, give God praise, for me moving next month.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
For the victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, right now.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
So good.
Thank
so great.
Yes,
thank you,
God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, morning. Scholastic, I see you're listening in agreement, and thank you for the word and all the praises. I thank God to be here. I continue praying for my family and all the family for protection and guidance. Thank you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica. Hallelujah. You're sure to keep your family.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning, this is Chris. I'm still praying for favor and just prayer for my family also. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We pray to receive that faith in the name of Jesus, and that the family would be saved, and that the blessing would be answered in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. We have another.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Sheila. I'd like to say good morning to everyone, and that if y'all could pray, they're trying to put me back on days. I refuse to be on days because nights work better for me, because me being an older woman, my responsibilities that's in the daytime, I could do it better without rushing to work after taking care of what I need to be taking care of. And pray that the Georgia Power came already. The wires fell, and I know that living on a corner house, the wind is so heavy, so I'm waiting for the cable people to come down and put up their part, and I just don't want to wait all day. And I request to be back at work tonight at 5 o'clock, which does work better for me because I don't think I need to leave my home right now to be at work at 8 o'clock. And I know I have a situation, and I filled out the application for night. And if y'all could just pray with me in agreement, I appreciate that. And thanking God in advance for his favor.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Good morning. This is Mary, and I thank God for the word of God this morning, and continue to pray, praying for my sister and those people that are suffering with mental illness. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, this sister Yvonne. I want to keep the Cooper family in prayer. They had death in their family. I want to keep them in prayer. And I'm listening.
Amen. The Cooper family. Was that Alex Marie? I know.
Yvonne.
Who was that? Was it? Say again your name.
Sister Yvonne.
Oh, Yvonne. Okay. I'm sorry. Yvonne Master?
Yes.
Sister Yvonne. Okay. We have another?
I have one prayer request this morning. One of my cousins, Byron, he's going through some personal issues and he needs to make some good decisions for his life. So just pray for Byron that he will make good decisions for himself.
Okay. Amen. Okay. I have a prayer request myself for a little bit more strength and energy. It seems like I think I'm doing too much, hallelujah to God, and just get tired and stuff, and I need the Lord just to strengthen this body, hallelujah to God. See, like you work almost just about from sun up to sun down, but I know that when you do work for the Lord, and a lot of times you talk and you pray for people, it takes a lot out of the body, a lot of virtue and stuff goes into it. Because your heart is there and you're doing everything you know to do to push your prayers forth, hallelujah to God, and to encourage hearts and stuff. So just keep me and the wife and the family in prayer here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. We want to worship the Lord, and we get someone to pray. If you can, we're going to put this in our hands of Pastor Darlene, and because I can't see who's on the line to pray. And then we'll go worship him to take us to the top of the hour. That'd be okay. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Father God, this is Sister Gladys this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, we thank you this morning for all the prayers, hallelujah, that came up before you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for the unity in the body of hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we coming together on one accord this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, thank you right now, God, for us having a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. And Lord, we glorify you and we lift you up in the name of Jesus right now, God. Hallelujah. That is the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for minds that are stayed on thee, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's any sin that lies at the doors right now, God, of our hearts, Lord, that we ask you for forgiveness right now, God, Lord, that you clean us from all unrighteousness, renew right spirits within us, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 And that we can come before you with clean hands and clean heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for your blood this morning right now, God, that covers us right now, God, for your protection this morning right now, God, as we travel over the dangerous highways and byways that our ministering angels, guardian angels, warring angels fight our battles for us in the heavens, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, this morning for every challenge, every situation, every trial, Father, in the name name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, that we pass the test this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, having the mind of Christ this morning, thinking on things that are true and honest and hallelujah and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any place to think on these things, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we're keeping our minds stayed on thee, Father, meditating on your word right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, we're living in the last days right now, God. Help us to continue to have a keep a prayerful heart right now, God, a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship right now, God. The fruit of our lips giving thanks to your name, Father. Thank you, Father, right now, God, hallelujah, for increasing our faith, Father, to trust and believe in you even the more. Lord, in the name of Jesus, giving you the first fruit of our morning, every morning, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you for the victory right now, God. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We shall live and not die. We shall not be weary in well-doing. We will reap if we faint not, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we trust your process, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, hallelujah, we trust you right now, God, to make all things right right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my my grandson, Colin, finding a job right now, God. And hallelujah, Lord, that you steered him in the right path this morning. Right now, God, hallelujah, to choose the right path, to choose this day whom he may serve in the name of Jesus. Also, Cameron and Colin and Michelle and Ebony right now, God, over my life, Father, and their father's life, Calvin and hallelujah, Richard, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the victory right now, God, for the things right now, God, that you have already done. Lord, you are, in the name of Jesus, you are the God of more than enough, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we honor you. We praise you, hallelujah, for the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you right now, God, for everyone on this prayer line, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you lift us up, Lord, that you strengthen us right now, God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, the spirit, the fruits, that we bear the fruits of the spirit in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Put a song in our hearts right now, God, hallelujah. Put laughter in our hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we follow after you right now, God. When trouble comes, hallelujah, Lord, bless us to lean into you right now, God, not to shy away from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we honor you for the praises this day in the mighty, miraculous name of Jesus. Thank you for the prayer that went forth. Thank you for, hallelujah, the word that's been spoken today. Thank you right now, God, for Pastor Darlene right now, God, strengthen her body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for peace right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that we pursue peace, hallelujah, with all men, Father, in the name of Jesus. Love on one another right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help one another, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for salvation, healing, and deliverance for family members and for friends and neighbors and co-workers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you and we praise you for our victories, our victories, our victories. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for answering every prayer in your time, in your time, Father. It's all about timing with you. So, Father, we honor you and we praise you in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And turn it over to Sister Darlene, Pastor Darlene this morning, in Jesus' name.
Darlene is fine, but thank you. God bless everybody. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. Let's just all come in. We're going to pray for these prayer requests. We have quite a few here. So we need to come together and just pray in faith, believing God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
Praise your name,
God.
Already
done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing. Healing.
For today,
healing, precious Father. Let it go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. In the name of Jesus, burning spirit, Father, discerning heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to
everything.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.